Welcome to How We Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode. We get to be a little bit looser, a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episode. This week's bonus episode is sponsored by Primarker Pennies, and the arrival of autumn fashion at Pennies has us dying for the seasons to change.
Sure, I was actually in there this morning to send us updates of what's in the shop.
I was?
Yes.
It was so busy, but oh my God, they had the viral red jumper. Viral jumper in red. They've had it in pink, grey. I never got the blue.
The baby blue.
I feel like a collector of them, yeah. Them all. But they have a red now. I'm wearing the burgundy right now as well.
And she was sending us tartan pajamas. I love a tartan pajama.
And I got Ray a little snow, like a bear suit.
Did you?
Yeah, it's so cute.
I think I'm going to go all out now in my bedroom this year and do like...
I'm going Christmas.
Oh yeah, bedspread. Like,
I've never had a Christmas bedspread in my life.
I did last year. And actually, that was the first thing that Graham ever replied to me in my stories was.
No way. Yeah, say what?
You you're slagging me up for my Christmas bedspread. It's fine, I love it.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello. Hello, I love Christmas.
So whether you're channeling an Ivy League aesthetic or embracing the modern preppy look, you can now shop a range of autumn essentials in store.
Cozy up with varsity jumpers, check dresses and the perfect fitting jeans and refresh your wardrobe with autumnal accessories and layering pieces.
Head to Pennies today to discover your autumn wardrobe staples, and they also have the stock finder online as well. So if there is a specific thing you're looking for, like the viral jumper, mm-hmm. you can check if it's in your local Pennies.
I got a nice American flag jumper as well, actually.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, very nice.
For Hollybops?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was... I seen one last time and I was like, oh, I hope it's not gone. And there was a whole rail that was like,
perfect.
Love a life.
Rant of the week is where we get to give out about something that's happened to us recently, something that we're annoyed about, something that just makes no sense, kind of grinds your gears. You're just like, what?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Mine is, because it literally happened to me 5 minutes ago. If you're turning into a car park or something.
Yes.
Like, I'm always waiting for the pedestrians to cross. I get that. Now, maybe it's just the fact that I do it. I get that. When they look at you, know you're waiting to turn in. And somber across the road.
As if they walk so slow.
I'm not expecting you to, like, Usain Bolt it across the path. No, no, no.
And especially if you're an old lady.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, like, just...
Yeah.
Or just to stand there in the middle of the road either. Just like, can you not see me trying
like,
to go?
It's also a road. It's not actually a path.
Yeah, it happened to me a while ago, actually. I where was I? Coming out of a shop or something. I don't know. And I was driving down, like, a main road. And I saw this fella going to like run out and cross the road. So I stopped my car and I was like, go on, like, go.
Yeah.
He looked at me and smiled and just like kept making eye contact with me and looked like was just so slowly walking past the car. Because he went to run first. So I was like, oh, he's dying to cross. Like,
yeah,
I'll
yeah, yeah. Let him
go on, run.
Yeah, yeah.
And just kept eye contact with me the whole time past me. And just.
I
literally went like, what?
He just wanted to cause chaos.
I don't know what his aim of the game was, but yeah.
It's creepy looking at it all the time.
A somber. Because I do that little awkward run.
Yeah, yeah. Same.
You know that little...
Like help to give it a jump.
Yeah, around. Yeah. Like, one of those little awkward, like, oh, sorry, sorry.
Oh, no.
It's something I'm just like, just...
You just do a little scurry, like.
Yeah.
Obviously, you don't want to be running, but, like, if you can... If you're not an old lady or an old man...
Yeah.
Then you should be going a little bit quicker.
You should be like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
On.
Just, like, it goes both ways.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That was something
the politeness, that is annoying.
Grinding my gears.
Or they just forget they're walking on a main road. If you're driving down South William Street.
What's that called in America? Jaywalking? You can't do that or something, can you? You can't walk on the road.
No, that's on a traffic lights road.
You can't just walk onto it, like?
Yeah. You shouldn't anywhere, but it's like, I think you can go to prison or something.
Oh.
Or get arrested.
Brilliant.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's grand. It's fine. Mine is, this isn't really a rant, but I don't understand people that watch scary movies or like scary movies or like will be like, oh my God, I'm dying to see that scary movie and go to the cinema and watch one.
Me.
I think that is a hell on earth. I couldn't think of anything worse to do.
Well, cinema is a different experience. I haven't been to the cinema to watch a scary movie in years, but like I love putting on a horror at home.
Why?
Love.
Because I watch a movie to be like, I don't know why, to like settle my mind or to like feel wholesome. Like if I sit down and give myself anxiety attacks. I'll get myself a panic attack. If I want one, I'll put Smile 2 on.
What was the last scary movie you watched?
Smile, number one.
The first one?
Yeah, in the cinema. And the whole time, I was like, my head, I can't watch it. I'll get a heart attack. My head was buried in the couch.
I don't like...
You know the couch in the square cinema? I was literally
buried into it.
Yeah.
I don't like gory scary movies. Like, I watched Saw recently and I was just like... Mm-hmm. I was like, it's so gory, you know? It's so fake. I love a scary movie that's like... Boom. Like, you jump.
But I don't like that heart feeling.
I love that. Even when you know it's going to happen, you're like, ooh.
Oh, I hate it. It makes my stomach turn. I feel like I'm on a roller coaster.
I love it.
I don't understand it. It's not really a rant, but I just, wish I could understand that.
Don't
feel.
Get it.
It's just a genre that I can't watch.
Like, would you never put on crime or anything?
No.
Oh, I love it.
Dan, I was watching actually. I liked it. It was the Zodiac Killer.
Oh, yeah, I watched it.
Mm. Yeah.
Good.
He's not done it, but I kind of got a bit. I was like, what's that? Like, watching it.
That one's good.
I like when something's well made and it's very easy to follow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's more of just like a story kind of thing. It's not so much like gory or scary.
Yeah, I don't need to see any details or hear any details, but yeah. So I rant. I'm going to do the listener's rant as well.
Okay.
So this is our listener's rant of the week. I was at the gym, which is normally very quiet in the morning. It was just me, the staff, and another girl. About 50 minutes into my workout, a man came into the room I was in. I looked up, seeing who it was, and instantly I got shaky. I knew he was creepy, and women complained about him for staring and following them in the gym, but I had no real interaction with him, as I'd always leave the room if he came in. The other girl in the gym got her mat and weights and left the room, so it was just me and the man left. I had my AirPods in, listening to your podcast, minding my own business. This man drags a bench over beside me, and I could feel him staring at me, but I didn't look across. He started doing bench press and was moaning so loud I could hear him through my AirPods. It made me so uncomfortable, but I didn't react. I kept looking straight ahead. Next thing he says very loudly, "Where do you work?" I took out my AirPods and replied, "What?" He repeated himself again, "Where do you work?" I don't know this man from Adam and he's creeping me out, so I replied, "Sorry, I'm trying to finish my workout. I don't want to talk." The man stares at me and says, "You're a fucking idiot." I replied, "Sorry, what?" And he repeated himself even louder, "You're a fucking idiot." I was so stunned, I got off the bench and took my water bottle and bag and went to reception and asked a staff member to help me as this man is bothering me and swearing at me. The man came out and started shouting at me, "You're a fucking bitch, you think you own the place, you think you're just a fucking model or something."
What?
The staff member just said, "Ah, here, don't say that to her." I literally was so embarrassed and started crying. I told him, "Please stop, you're intimidating me." He said, "Jesus Christ," and walked back to where he was doing the workout. I told the member of staff, "I just have to leave." The other girl in the gym came up to me and offered to walk me to my car. I've heard nothing from the gym since. I've asked the manager to ring, but he never did. I don't want to leave my gym, but I'm scared to go back in case he's there. I don't understand how a man can say and do this to a young woman mind her own business in the gym. I was so upset I ended up having to leave, but he could stay and do his workout. That fucking grinds my gears. Why can he stay?
But you had to leave when he was the one shouting at you.
Surely that's enough substance for it to ban someone from the gym.
Like, I genuinely just think that there are some men out there who just can't read the room. Do you know what I've noticed actually in a shop that I've gone to? I don't know why this just came into my head there about reading the room.
Mm.
But like, there's the vape shop that I go to. I don't know why it's in my head. The vape shop that I go to, they have a system where they ask you for your mobile number to get like onto this account.
Oh.
But there's a few shops I go to, but this specific shop that I go to, I've noticed that the man never asks me for my number. And like, I was in there this morning and there was a man in front of me at the till and he asked him for his number, took his number. And then when I went up to the till, he doesn't ask me for my number. Wow. But I don't know, is he only doing that in the sense that I don't really want to make her feel uncomfortable while she's in here on her own and ask her for her mobile number?
Yeah, true. So how does he find your account? He just doesn't know.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that too. Like, I mean, takes 5 minutes off the trick for me. But I'm like, is he doing that? If he is
him reading the room, mate.
Yeah, if he is doing that out of like, I don't want to make her feel weird and ask for a mobile number in it.
A man asking
kind
of thing.
I was like, oh, that's kind of...
Yeah.
Unless he just doesn't bother either. I don't know. I don't know why that came into my head. But
he's like, I know it by heart already.
This man is giving, cannot read the room, want to intimidate. It's giving, I need my ego boosted and feel like...
Oh.
It's just giving ick.
I'm more like... Yeah.
And why is the gym doing nothing about it?
The gym doing nothing about it says fucking... It's like that time when I was outside the Ivy and some man who was in the Ivy was screaming at me. And I went in, they were like,
What can we do?
Yeah. There needs to be a bit more like, men need to do their bit, obviously, to not do things like this and to actually know how to act and hold themselves in any situation. But then also people around them need to do their bit. Like, there's like ongoing things that are affected from what men do, like establishments like a restaurant or a gym. Like, that should be...
a knock-on effect
that they can stop and they can do something about. Like, they could do something like kick him out. Why does she have to leave?
Like, I'd like to think that any men that I know in my life, if they were in that situation where they went into a small gym room and there was one woman in there, maybe they might wait a few minutes for her to finish first and then go
pull
in
a or bench like, beside
yeah
them, like,
pull a bench and start moaning at you.
I just can't. I hate situations like that. And the fact that she had to go home embarrassed. She didn't do anything wrong.
Well, she's made feel like it was her fault
for being
there.
And men not getting punished and not having nothing happen to them after this makes them think that's okay to do.
Yeah.
So they do it again. He just went back to his workout. Why would he think anything's wrong? No one's telling him off. No one's telling him he can't do that. Your man said, here, don't say that. Like, what's that going to do?
Yeah. Oh, ooh, you really like, got him.
Yeah.
I'd keep trying to take this up with the gym. That's not fair. Revoke his membership.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be allowed in there.
No.
That's not fair.
No. That is a fucking a good rant. Mm-hmm. That makes our rant seem
minuscule, yeah.
Like that is
that's a proper rant.
That's such a part of like a bigger issue in Ireland and in the world, and it's so sad.
Definitely.
But you should not have to leave. I think I would write like an email to the gym as well. I know this isn't a dilemma, I'm giving advice, but like write an email and just
I'd take that further. Yeah.
You could.
100%.
1,000,000%. Mm-hmm. If you agree with our rants or you want to send in your own, you can send it in to homeydrink@growloudnow.com or follow us on Instagram @homeydrinkpod. If I Was You is where we get to give you some honest and very raw advice about what we do if we were you. We can't sit on the fence. Can't give you maybes or ifs. You have to ifs.
Ips.
Ifs. We have to tell you exactly how we feel about the dilemma, and these are sent into our email address again.
This is like a tough love segment.
This is the tough love.
Yeah.
We try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need some advice. I am part of a trio and three of us are going away in a couple of months. It's a bit awkward because I am close to both, but I feel like I am the glue holding the trio together. And if it wasn't for me there, it would not be a trio. They'd be separate friends with me. One of the girls feels that the other one doesn't make a lot of effort or go out that much and that she should be going out more. I can't help but agree, but because I'm so close to both of them, I hate picking sides. We've had a conversation numerous times about effort not being reciprocated, and the girl says she will work on it, but she hasn't really. I need advice as one of the girls feels uncomfortable going away with the other as the friendship doesn't feel that strong, and it's giving me some severe anxiety as I feel like I'm the middle woman.
I don't think you should try not let it fall on you. Like, you're obviously the one that's not in the drama, and there's three is, but like, it's also not your fault at all. None of it is. So like, don't let it stress you and ruin your holiday.
Like, if it works better for everyone for you to be separate friends with those two,
yeah,
let that happen.
It doesn't need to be trio necessarily. I know it's nice for you, but
it's, yeah, and I'm sure it is nice for the three of them to be together, but if the other two friends wouldn't really hang around without you there,
yeah.
They're obviously just two people that don't gel together. It doesn't necessarily mean that they like hate each other or anything.
No,
but
no.
Maybe it is just the fact. Like, if the trios can have fun together as a trio, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't try and force the other two to be friends without you.
No. And I think as well, like, maybe they're just not a type. Like, maybe one of them, the ones that are in the predicament, like, they would see you more than they'd see each other, but like, sometimes that's normal. Like, you don't always have to see everyone at equal amounts.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's something you can explain to them as well. Like, they don't have to be the type of friends that see them all the time, see each other all the time to be friends.
Yeah,
doesn't mean they have to completely break up because, oh, you're not making effort in seeing me. Like, that's, if you want that and you don't want someone like that in your life, but like, I think that's I wouldn't end a friendship over that.
No.
Unless every single day you're asking them to do something, they say no every time.
Yeah,
but if you're
out
seeing them once in a while and people are busy and like, we're adults, like, if you still are seeing them but just less, I think that's just, that's
life.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and that's okay
as you
too.
Get older.
Yeah, obviously making an effort is important, and if she's not ever asking to do anything and it feels like she doesn't want to be friends with you, that's a whole different story. I don't know the context of it, but I think making sure you don't feel like you're at fault just because you're the person in the middle, or not at fault, but like, you don't have to fix anything.
Responsible.
You're not the exactly. Responsible. And then maybe talking to both of them, being like, you don't need to, it doesn't need to cause a rift between you. It's just because you aren't seeing each other. Unless one of them is really not making any effort, as in like, not even asking.
At all.
Them. Yeah. Yeah. Guys, that was our,
that's us,
If I Was You for today. And that's our bonus episode for today. So you can send your dilemma, first or problem, or rant into homeydrink@growloudnow.com. New episodes of Home I Drink Exegues come out every Monday, and our main episodes are on Wednesdays. Full video is also out on Thursdays over main episodes. Thanks so much, Penny, for sponsoring the episode.
We love you so much, Penny.
We love you so much. And the Autumn Collection is now in store in your nearest Penny's or Farm right now.
Beautiful.
Make sure to like, rate and subscribe wherever podcast platform you're listening to on. And also, this week we have...
Woohoo!
If you haven't bought your tickets yet, you can still head to the UCH box office for tickets, and we'll see you all there on November 23rd in Limerick. You do not want to miss this.
No. Where are we going after, actually? So we need to plan that for today.
Next year.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
After Limerick,
oh, sorry.
I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Someone needs to plan that for
Let us know where to go. Know. Talk to you soon, birds.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.